Samuel Pruitt, S-A-M-U-E-L-P-R-U-I-T-T, 2:15:58. Today's 5:19. Mr. Pruitt is a 66-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of COPD, myasthenia gravis, shortness of breath at all times, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent, history of chronic pain, using his nebulizer at least 4 to 5 times a day. He has suffers from air hunger, anxiety, 2+ pedal edema related to core pulmonale and right-sided heart failure, period. He has a severe neuropathy related to multiple issues, including myasthenia gravis, period. He has a history of extensive history of smoking. Recently, he was told he was in the emergency room where he was found to have possible vocal cord nodule and a possible lung mass that's being evaluated at this time, period. He's not interested in any chemo or radiation therapy. If the CT abnormality proves to be cancerous, period. He also has a history of pulmonary hypertension, low back pain, atrial fibrillation, atherosclerotic heart disease, with angina, spinal stenosis, acute embolism, deep venous thrombosis of the lower extremity, period. Patient has a KPS score of 40%. He's single, lives alone with the help of others, has bouts of confusion, sleeping about 8 to 12 hours a day now because of his change in his condition, decreased appetite, has a today his O2 saturation was 90% on room air. He's able to ambulate somewhat with the help of a walker, but not without becoming quite short of breath and this contributing to his debility, period. His confusion is related to the COPD and most likely his hypoxemia, period. His O2 sat has now dropped and causes him to use his oxygen at all times and more frequent use of nebulizers, as was mentioned. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.